Llegaron los nuevos McCrispy Strips, listos para aventurarse en la mezcla de mayo ketchup, la barbecue que quedó en el fondo de la cajita, Hot Fudge Sundae y en la nueva Creamy Chili McCrispy Strip Dip. Los nuevos McCrispy Strips, ahora en McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Coming to you live from Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
And welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this sixth day of June 2025. And tonight, our trustworthy, stout-hearted producer is none other than Seth.
Good evening.
Good evening, Seth. And out there tonight, we have all the way the statesman. He's an author. He's a man, a bold, bold patriot. None other than Big John McTernan.
Hello, Pastor Ernie. Great to hear your voice, and may we have a great show today. God be blessed.
Amen. And we have our tonight with us like a rose, a pretty rose between the thorns, our medicine marm, none other than Miss Wendy Wilson.
Hello, Pastor. How are you?
We're doing good. We've got you here. You know what, Wendy? Seth, our dear friend Seth here, is under the weather big time, and we don't have any of your medicine to give him, but we can pray for him. John, would you ask a blessing? Ask the good Lord to touch Seth and heal him. You know, 2 hours when you're feeling, when you got the flu and you're feeling you're under the weather, 2 hours feels like 2 days. So would you ask the Lord's blessing on him?
Yeah, Lord, we bring Brother Seth before you. We're asking your blessings on his health, Lord. I remember in scriptures when the Lord prayed for Peter's, his wife or his mother. She had a high fever, and he prayed, and she was instantly healed. It's the same we're asking with Seth, that he would raise him up now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I forgot to ask all the folks out there to join me in prayer.
Pastor Ernie, on my end, your voice is really low.
Okay. Let me see. I'm going to try to turn it. Is this any better here?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's perfect.
Okay. Very good. How are you, Wendy?
Sounds fine to me.
All right. Very good.
We have a big electrical storm right outside, so I hope I don't lose you guys.
Yeah, well, make sure that storm stays outside. We love Wendy. All righty. We have a whole lot to get to tonight, so we better get right to it. And our scripture tonight is from Psalm chapter 7. And, you know, John, you and I were talking earlier, and I was just watching, you know, today, all the things that's happening out there. And the Democrats, you know, here, they're attacking ICE agents. They're making their homes. They're putting their pictures, their homes, and not just ICE agents, but FBI agents too. They're putting them under danger out there. The Democrats are getting the Democrats are getting. These are communist enemies of America. They are communist enemies of America, and so Democrats, they hate God. They hate America. They're pushing. They want to go back to complete, total open borders. Complete open borders. They want more illegals coming in, more rapists, more murderers, okay, more drug dealers. They want to continue child sex trafficking. By the way, you heard about their hero, that Democrat Kilmer Garcia. You know, they're bringing him back here from Venezuela. I mean, not Venezuela, from El Salvador. But you know why they're bringing him back here, John?
Yes, I can still pass there, Ernie, but I won't steal your thunder. Go ahead, tell us.
They're bringing him back here because under the investigation, he's being indicted now for sex trafficking for women and for children, and also for promoting child porn. And when he said he could not go back to El Salvador because he was in danger from gang members, do you know why he was in danger from gang members in El Salvador?
No, that I don't know.
Because he killed the mother of one of his rival gang members, and that's why he can't go back there, because they're going to get him. Now, here's a guy in the Van Hollen. This is the type of people that a Democrat makes as a hero. These are exactly the type of people like that, the one that shot that healthcare CO in the back, shot him in the back, snuck up behind him like a cowardly thing. And they made a hero out of him. They're raising all kinds of money so he can get the best mouthpieces to get him off because he shot somebody in the back. This is what Democrats are made of nowadays. They're, you know, the Democrats of your daddy, they're gone. The old Democrats are gone. These are just hardcore satanic communists. That's what they are, hardcore satanic communists. But anyhow,
the world's upside down to these people. I mean, it almost doesn't sound real. When I'm listening to your voice, of course I know it's real, but I'm listening to your voice and what you're saying, and it's like literally upside down. Good is evil, evil is good. I'm looking at the news release now of what we're talking about. In conjunction with this, the Assistant United States Attorney for the Middle District of Tennessee, it resigned today because of this. He actually resigned. Because they've indicted this Garcia.
Yeah, so the pressure is put on by the Communist Party membership. Okay. So, anyhow, I mean, this is...
And you're absolutely right. I'm reading the article as you're speaking, and it says here, it says, ABC News reported that according to the government's motion for detention on Garcia, he's a co-conspirator, is involved in the murder of a rival gang member's mother.
Well, they say he's the one that did it. So anyhow,
and it says that Ben Schrader, the chief of the criminal division at the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Middle District of Tennessee, quit in protest after a federal grand jury indicted Garcia. I'm glad he did, Pastor. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, the more like him that resigned, the better. If he thinks it means something, it might mean something to his wacko Democrats buddies, but he's got to get out of the government. Someone like him has got to get out of the government. Got to get out.
Would you know what? One of the reasons he may have resigned is he maybe have been pressured, as the prosecutor, been pressured to somehow get Garcia off or whatever, and he knew that the odds are just too much going against him, and that's why he didn't want to get into that. I mean, that might be the real reason. What do you think?
It just says he resigned over for political reasons.
Yeah, well, that could be the political reason.
The federal case against Garcia was pursued for political reasons. Pastor Ernie, there's a video of this Tennessee State Police. It's a video of pulling Garcia over. He was driving a car. Illegal with no license, no insurance, no registration. He was driving it from Texas to Maryland, I think. The car was loaded with illegal aliens. None of them had any identification on them. And the state police were going to arrest him, but apparently they were notified by the FBI to photograph everybody and let him go.
Yeah.
And that he was smuggling illegal aliens from Texas to Maryland. And this guy says, the assistant United States attorney says he's going to resign because of political reasons over Garcia. They were singling him out to prosecute him.
That's total lawlessness.
Singling him out. They're bringing a criminal back into the United States. What are they going to do? Let him go?
We got to get into the scripture. We're starting. Let's do it verse by verse there in Psalm 7. And, the theme here is the just reward for the wicked. So go ahead, John. Let's go verse by verse.
O Lord my God, verse 1. In thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me and deliver me.
Okay, so now David here had been slandered by Cush and to Saul. The king saw. And here, if we go back to Psalm 2:8, here you see this is where the Lord Jesus was actually, he was repeating what David said back there. But here, again, so he's referring to that. Then go ahead in verse 2.
Lest he tear my soul like a lion, rendering it in pieces, while there is none to deliver.
1 Peter 5:8. What did Peter say? The enemy goes around like a roaring lion. Whitney, if you have a question or comment, just jump right in.
Oh, yeah, I'll jump in there.
Okay. And so go ahead and verse 3, John.
Oh, Lord, my God, if I have done this, if there be any iniquity in my hands.
This is one of the reasons why the Lord said that David was a man after his own heart. And David was, this guy, when he messed up big time, didn't he?
Well, yeah, he didn't sin. It wasn't little sins. He was seriously a sinner.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. The other thing is, a lot of what you read in the Bible winds up in our American court system. He's talking about clean hands here.
Yeah. And do we have a problem with activists, rogue judges, don't we?
Yeah.
The corruption within the judicial, I don't know. I really don't know. Where there's any more corruption than in the judicial system, except for maybe in the apostate church. What do you think? So, go ahead, John, with verse 4.
If I have rewarded evil unto him that was at peace with me, yea, I have delivered him without cause is my enemy.
Now let's look at that again. Remember what David had done? Listen, if I have rewarded evil unto him that was at peace with me, yea, I have delivered him that without cause is my enemy. Now who was it that turned on David without any cause? He threw a javelin at him once. It was Saul. And whose life... And whose life did David spare on two different occasions, remember?
Yeah,
Saul's life. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what David's saying. If I have rewarded evil unto him that was at peace with me, yea, I have delivered him that without cause is mine enemy. In other words, so David's saying, he's pleading his case to God. Have I not done the right thing? Didn't I do the right thing? Go ahead in verse 5.
Let the enemy persecute my soul and take it. Yea, let him spread down my life upon the earth and lay mine honor in the dust.
So David is saying, if I'm guilty of all the... If I've done the wrong thing, Lord, and if I'm really guilty, then let that be my judgment. And then he goes on. He says, arise, O Lord, in thine anger. Lift up thyself because of the rage of mine enemies, and awake for me to the judgment. that thou hast commanded. So here, what do you think David's asking the Lord to do?
Because of the rage of my enemy, and awake me to the judgment that thou hast commanded. I'm not quite sure, Pastor Ernie, because and awake me to the judgment that thou hast commanded has got me thrown off.
Well, he's saying, make him aware of the judgment that he is going to put upon those Democrats.
Oh, I see. Yeah, okay, that's perfectly fit, yes.
Well, they didn't call themselves Democrats, but they were just like our Democrats today, huh? Okay, let's do verse 7. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
So shall the congregation of the people compass thee about. For their sake, therefore, return thou on high.
And so, he's talking about, so shall the congregation of the people compass, that means surround thee about for their sakes. Therefore, return thou on high. I, or the Lord, shall judge the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to mine integrity that is in me. O, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just, for the righteous God trieth the hearts and the reins. And so that's a, Wendy, you probably know this, that word reins there. It's it's an interesting thing. That, do you know what that word reins means?
Well, I'm kind of linking it to the reins on a horse. You know, if you pull one way, the horse obeys and goes this way. So he's checking your obedience, I would think.
No, it's your that word means kidneys. That word, and it was the term they used for inner emotions, for emotions coming from within you. And it says, "Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to the end, established the just, for the righteous God trieth the hearts and the reins." And so he's talking about the inner man or the inner mind. But that word means kidneys.
And, okay, I didn't know that.
And sometimes, you know, with things that have been happening lately, John, you know, I don't know. Sometimes, you know, we might be thinking from our kidneys. I don't know. I mean, things have been strange lately, haven't they?
Well, Pastor Ernie, going back to verse 8, that is a really, really, I mean, powerful statement. The Lord shall judge the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to mine integrity that is in me. Pastor Ernie, that's really strong.
Yeah, it is.
According to my righteousness? Wowee.
But you know, that's been repeated. That verse is repeated throughout the Psalms. In fact, if I remember, yeah, verse Psalm 26, verse 1. Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord, therefore I shall not slide. But he says that to judge me for my integrity, judge me for my righteousness, judge me. In fact, about half a dozen times. And so,
hey, Pick, I got a question.
Sure.
So I know when David kind of sinned there, and he slept with someone else's wife and all that stuff, and then I know the Lord took peace from his house. Would you say David went to heaven when he died?
Yeah, because he was repentance. There was true repentance with David. Remember, the Lord had told David, because David had said after the child that Bathsheba conceived, you know, during fornication, when the Lord took the child. Now people will say, well, why would he punish the child? The child did no wrong, okay? Was that punishment? in the sense that did God spare that child from all the troubles and the pains of this world, you might ask.
Oh, yeah, because he would have been marked and labeled, you know, a bastard.
Yeah, well, not on that. Remember, the sin with lying with Bathsheba, that sin was not as great as killing her husband. Hey, David had him murdered. That's murder. He had him murdered.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And well, so, didn't he rationalize it would save Bathsheba and the child? Is that how he rationalized it, do you think?
What, that killing Uri?
Right.
No, he rationalized it by, you know, he tried to get Uri to come home and sleep with his wife so that once she found out that she was pregnant. Okay.
Right, because they would have stoned her, right?
Well, he's the king. You know, the king had a lot of. He could take whoever he wanted for a wife. They did that often, okay? Under the law, but it sure would not make, you know, do her reputation any good. And remember all of what it would cost. And I can't believe David's mighty men let him get away with that, you know, because they knew, at least his Ahithophel and that, they knew that David had murdered Uri, okay?
Right.
And so here, but you see, Bathsheba wasn't by any means innocent. She knew when she went out on a rooftop to take her bath, she knew that David could see everything, okay? So she was out there. And, you know, she was, you know, tempting David. And so she was very, very, she was in that sense guilty, too. She betrayed her husband. And, you know, so she was guilty with that sin. So let's pick it up where we left off, because we're coming up to the end. He says, my defenses of God, which saveth the upright in heart. God judges the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. Now think about this. God is angry with the wicked every day. The wicked are standing in the shadow of a holy and a just and a righteous God. And what does a holy, a just, and a righteous God have to do with sin?
He has to
punish it.
Yes. There is a penalty for sin, Pastor Ernie.
Yeah. What do you think? Can you imagine Hillary? All those, the dead bodies behind Hillary? Can you imagine, you know, being her? You know, she thinks, well, I can hide it from the people. I've got the corrupt DOJ and the corrupt people and the politicians. Is she hiding anything from God?
No, Pastor, no.
I mean, the whole country knows what she's done. If she can't even hide it from us, how in the world is she going to hide it from God?
Right, yeah.
Okay. And she claims to be a very, very smart woman. And
that's what you find out about these. Even the smartest criminal, they always do something dumb, you know?
Yeah, and you know, when you shake a rebellious fist in the face of a just and an angry God, it usually doesn't end well for you. He goes, he hath also prepared for him the instruments of death. He ordained his arrows against the persecutors. In other words, those that were persecuting. Did we kind of see in this situation where, you know, they went after Trump with everything? And all those people that are going after Trump, do we see that they've got a pretty dark future? Do you think their sins will find them out?
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's interesting.
Well, that's what happens. Light is shown, and the darkness is revealed, right?
Absolutely. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, what's very interesting is many of those that have falsely come against Trump, their sins are being brought out publicly for everybody to see.
Yeah.
Like Fanny there from Atlanta, and she was trying to get Trump on some phony RICO charges and all of that. Look what's happened to her.
Yeah, she's been pulled off. She's lost it, and now she's being fined, and she's facing charges, isn't she?
What about they're going after her license.
What about Letitia James?
Yes, yes. The very thing she accused Trump of, she did.
And they're now the tables are turned, and now they're going after her. And
Jack Smith and all of them, all of those special prosecutors, all of them, they're now, we don't hear about it, but there's no doubt they're under investigation by the Justice Department now.
Well, do you know what just happened? Yeah, they just found his secret room. Comey had a secret room, and Cash Patel, they said, what did you find in there? And he had his big smile. Kinds of stuff. The
Pester, yeah. What they had, Comey had, and others, they had secret codes that the computer, all the investigation and from evidence and all was hidden in a special code. You had to have a special code to get to it. So they've got it now. They've got that special code. And it's opened up all the hidden documents, all the hidden records, all the hidden evidence that they hid from Trump clearing him. It's all being brought out now.
And here's the thing, too, about those people, what they'll do. They'll bargain. They'll roll over. They'll turn. They'll eat their own. Now, do you think Comey, remember Comey protected Hillary. He protected her.
Yep.
Cut Comey a deal. And they tell Comey, you're facing 20 years, Comey. You roll over on Hillary, and we can reduce that by half. What do you think he'd do?
Oh, unless he's a complete, total, ideologue, like one of the Nazis, he'll give up everything, Pastor Ernest.
Yep, he would. That's the way they always do it. Remember, now, see, this is something, too, that we realize, but a lot of the people out there, it just doesn't register about, it's like an unspoken code within the Democrats, within the Communist Party. If you can betray, see, to us, betrayal's a bad thing. It's a repulsive thing today. To us, loyalty's a good thing. To them, it's just the opposite. If you can betray someone with standing, someone of power, if you can betray them and take them down, then that adds to your standing, okay? And like we saw that with Barack, when he took down, he betrayed Barak of Egypt and the president of Egypt. After cutting deals with him, he betrayed him, he took him down. That added to Barack's within the collective. When Hillary took down Gaddafi, remember Gaddafi supported her. And they were working.
Yeah.
When she betrayed him, and she laughed in that wicked laugh when they were beating him to death. He was begging for mercy, and she's laughing. Okay, that added within the collective to Hillary's. When you see that, when remember when Jimmy Carter betrayed the Shah of Iran. One day he's got his arm around the Shah, and they're shaking hands. The very next day he betrayed the Shah of Iran. That added within the collective to Carter's standing. And that's just the way it always works within the Communist Party. And so, and here, remember what they did with old Joe. They threw old Joe under the bus. And then betrayal, now they're in total disarray. Everybody's pointing the fingers at everybody else within the collective. And so right now we got to stop there because we've got Wendy. You always come in with a lot of good information at the things you say to make John and I smarter, okay? And so I'm open to becoming smarter. And John, are you open to becoming smarter?
Absolutely, Pastor Ernie.
Then we'll just let Wendy tell us what you got for us tonight.
Well, I found something science thinks may be connected to the COVID shot, and it's about joint cysts. I don't know if you've heard people coming down with these cysts. A lot of them, I've gotten calls, and a lot of them are males, and they have this cyst in the behind the knee on the back of the leg. Have you heard? Have you had anybody complain of that?
No, uh-uh.
Okay, so what it is they call it Baker's cyst, and it's filled with fluid. So I thought this was just really interesting. I was just wondering, because, you know, it was just men that were complaining about this, and I thought, that's just strange. So since I got several calls on this the last couple of years that men are having, well, they're being diagnosed with joint cysts with fluid, I wondered if there was a if this condition of the cyst progressed, and, you know, it puts pressure on the joints, ligaments, tendons, muscles, and nerves, and, but, you know, if you let it go, then you're not walking, and you have to either have them drain the cyst or surgery. So when you get it into an advanced state, you get consistent pain, difficulty walking. And so this is what they call a Baker cyst. Another term for it is political cyst. So it's just
political cyst. That's a political cyst. That's an interesting word.
It is an interesting term. So the treatment, again, is drain the cyst with a needle or do surgery. And the type of cyst can happen, though, in men and women, and is often associated with cartilage tears, osteoporosis, rheumatoid arthritis, any kind of arthritis condition usually puts you at higher risk of this cyst thing. So the symptoms would be there's a bulge behind the knee, causes stiffness, tightness, pain when the leg is straight or bent. So you're in pain, period, see. And often these symptoms can offer a crossover symptom similar to a blood clot, and if that's the case, you definitely should have that checked. So complications to this problem can cause extreme knee pain, swelling in the calf muscle, redness and calf of the calf muscle, and a sensation that's weird. They get a sensation that water is running from their calf muscle, but there's no water there. So I wondered if this was a coincidence. I had to wonder if the men that I spoke to, I had to ask them, did you get the COVID vaccine? And they both had gotten the COVID vaccine, so I started looking into the possibility that this Baker cyst being a side effect of, could be now of the COVID shot. Now, it does, you know, happen with rheumatoid things, but I'm just wondering, these people didn't have rheumatoid arthritis before they got this COVID shot. They didn't have osteoarthritis or cartilage tear. So why are they coming down with this cyst condition? So, and why is it mostly men? So this was an Italy study, Pastor, in 2023. It was published in the journal article of the OBM Geriatrics International Journal Open Access in 2025. So this was really a study or research they were doing in 23, but it didn't get published till this year. And they were looking at patients with arthritis-type disease that evolved into the cysts following the COVID vaccine. So this research was done in Italy, and it seems that when patients received a booster vaccine for COVID, that they got bursitis, either in their shoulder, knee, or feet occurred, or they came down with arthritis, and an accumulation of this fluid developed, causing this bilateral Baker cyst within a few weeks faster. This was fast. Now, some patients also would develop a hematoma of the calf muscle, and patients were prescribed a lot of anti-inflammatory, prednisone, you know, to stabilize the condition, swelling. But apparently, Italy has a database, and they were recording all these cases so they could begin this study. So the research did mention that some patients received the Pfizer COVID vaccine and then followed up with a booster of the Moderna vaccine. So it kind of looks like the booster shot kind of sent the patients over the cliff with the symptoms within just 3 weeks, according to the researchers. The way they described some of the patient cases is the vaccine created accelerated aging within 4 months of the vaccination. So the shots definitely accelerated arthritis conditions and tendon changes. A majority of the treatments did not resolve the pain condition. Many of the male patients were either elderly, but some of them were younger, in their 40s. Here's what they found. The Italian researchers also tapped into the UK database of recorded COVID effects and noted that some of the COVID vaccine side effects that they listed as general pathologies but were not spontaneous vaccine injuries, you know, took a few months. And this affected, get this, 6.8 million people. And this is what they found. Nervous system, musculoskeletal system, high inflammatory markers, joint erosion, and they determined the symptoms to be an immune system disease. And we're going to tap into that in just a minute because this is going to be a surprise. So in addition to some of the Baker cysts ruptured, they've ruptured or burst in the COVID patients. So the cyst would burst, and the researchers felt the COVID vaccine could be the here's what they said in Open Access, June 2023. In the absence of alternative causes, the association with the vaccine remains plausible. We found that these conditions were caused by the mRNA COVID-19 vaccines, and symptoms fell into the category of autoimmune inflammatory syndrome induced by the adjuvants producing Schoenfeld syndrome. Did you know there's an adjuvant disease, Master?
No.
Okay, do you know what adjuvants are? You know what that means?
In the judicial system, you have an adjuvant, but no, I don't know what it means.
Well, it's adjuvant. So what these, I'll tell you what science is saying, that the adjuvants that they put into vaccines, which provoke a strong immune system response, actually breaks the immune system. Okay?
Hmm.
So these are additives they add to your vaccine. They call them adjuvants, supposedly to arouse your immune system to help you make antibodies, but it's not doing that. It actually gives you an autoimmune problem. So, and they call this Schoenfeld syndrome, and this was discovered in 2011. They've known this.
And so right now
it involves a range of symptoms, chronic fatigue, cognitive impairment, pain, new or worsening autoimmune conditions. So the vaccine turns your immune system into an assault weapon on your body. And if you're diagnosed with Schoenfeld syndrome, patients are put on a minimum of 4 prescription medications, but can be on as many as 12. They will have to remain on these drugs maybe for life. And in most of the research, the autoimmune issues, science puts it on the patient's DNA, negatively interacting with the treatment vaccine. No one is even questioning, well, you know, before we got this vaccine, our immune system worked just fine. Right?
Well, for 21 million people, they had an immune system, and they were breathing good until they took the vaccine, and then after that they became room temperature. So, I mean, that's
a lot
of people.
I know, but it's really disheartening because when they go through all this research and they're thinking it's, you know, the vaccine that caused the autoimmune disease that, you know, accelerated aging, people started to develop arthritis, then they got these cysts. Well, this is what they said at the end of their research. Patients experience a very long and annoying evolution of disease, but it's not classified as a serious adverse reaction to the COVID vaccine, as the conditions produced are not life-threatening, and it doesn't negate the need for the COVID mRNA vaccine for pandemics. How insane!
Yeah.
People are hurting, and they're saying, well, we're just going to keep the vaccine because it's not life-threatening.
It seems to be a close connection between these so-called scientists, here and insanity. I mean,
it's just like, you know, the mad scientist. And apparently 7 million people in Italy and the UK got injured with these shots, and science really doesn't think the product is dangerous enough and should be taken off the market. So the numbers would be much higher in the United States. And that's just the autoimmune and Baker's cyst side effects. So we could be in the billions of people injured or even dead from this one mRNA product. Now, can you imagine if a supplement or an herbal product did that? Supplements would be off the market in a skinny minute. Here's what the Times said in February 2022. They said 2 years into the pandemic, the coronavirus is killing Americans at a far higher rate than people in other wealthy nations, a sobering distinction to bear. And then this was the University of Edinburgh in Scotland in 2022 said, death rates are so high in the state, eye-wateringly high. That was a doctor of a health program called Devi Sahir. So, yeah, I mean, they're high. But people are thinking they're not high. They've been told they're not high. So that kind of makes me ask if the United States have had a different serum than other countries. It seems a logical question, as we also have learned recently, Europe has American products, but there are far less additives in those versions than what we have. So we are supposed to believe that the virus itself caused the death, but why are the unvaccinated still alive? And the vaccinated part of the population are experiencing all these unusual conditions and ones that develop pretty quickly. Turbo cancers are killing people in less than 3 months. But we are being told the opposite and that the death rates were among the unvaccinated. Additionally, health authorities are, well, blaming it on those who did not get their boosters. That's another excuse they're using. According to the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy, the United States death toll from COVID is higher than 20 other peer countries. So we're told that 60% of the United States population received at least one COVID vaccine, and this is comparable to other countries when... So then we're saying, well, why are other death stats higher if the vaccine protected you from death? The other factor is to consider the disease and the death rate happening 3 to 5 years post-vaccination. Got to factor that in. Health authorities are not associating the COVID vaccine with any of those cases. So I was on your show not too long ago, and I was reading some research from Frontiers in Microbiology to you, November 2023, where they're explaining to their astonishment, willow bark destroys corona and all kinds of viruses that are opened and closed viruses, and most of your viruses are open and closed. COVID, coronaviruses, and enteroviruses, 45 seconds. Willow bark destroys them in 45 seconds, and that's from the researchers at Frontiers in Microbiology.
Wow. And, you know, I know here in Cleveland, about 2 years ago, the Cleveland Clinic did a big research study, and they found out that if you got the COVID shots, you were four times more likely to get COVID. If you got the shots, you were four times more likely. Now, let me ask you this. If you're four times more likely to get COVID, aren't you four times more likely to die from COVID?
Well, yes. Logic would say yes.
Okay, and so here, but after saying that, then they went on to say we still have the shots available for those that would like them.
Right, and I did shows, I've done shows on flu shots and stuff, and, you know, this is all from peer review science, and they've known from some times on your regular influenza shots that each year you get a flu shot, it weakens your immune system, makes you more vulnerable to the flu.
They also did a study, too, that if you had found out that those people that got flu shots consistently for 5 years in a row were about 90% more likely to end up with Alzheimer's.
Yeah, there's just so much. You know, the science, I worked in healthcare, and I will just say this. It's not an exaggeration that half the truth is still a whole lie when it comes to science. They don't tell you everything.
No, they tell you what can make the money. It's all about that.
Yeah.
For example, you know what the FBI found yesterday, don't you? They found Anthony Fauci's phone. They've got Anthony Fauci's phone now.
Where'd they find it?
I don't know. They didn't say that. But they ran it down. They've been looking for his phone, and they found his phone. And so with that, they're finding a lot of stuff. Fauci, you notice he's been laying low. He's been hiding low. This guy, he is responsible for more pain and more death than you can shake a stick at. And so they really need, I mean, I'm going to tell you, if there's anybody, him and Mariarcus, they need to bring those in. John, you were talking about, we were talking about here coming after the wicked, the justice. And there, another one that they're investigating right now is Chris Ray. It's Christopher Ray. So they're all under investigation. Comey, Ray, Mariarcus, this guy made tons and tons of money through the child sex trafficking. And where'd he, what happened to him? He just up and disappeared, didn't he? John, was his name on the list of those that got the auto pen pardons?
I don't think so, Pastor Ernie. I don't think so. But it's Ray, I think Ray and Mayorkas and a couple others are real candidates for perjury testifying before Congress. There's no doubt that they perjured themselves. So that might be the minimum of how, you know, how to get them an arrestment.
And, oh, I'm trying to think of before Barr, remember when they were going after impeaching Trump on the Russia thing? Who was the one that was heading that up as a special counsel for the DOJ? You know who I'm thinking about? The guy that was heading that up.
Oh, yes, Mueller,
yeah. Well, they just uncovered a bunch of the stuff that Mueller had hidden, which right there, boy, I'm going to tell you, it brings it out on him. I mean, he purposely...
Yeah, but he's a Joe Biden. His mind is gone, Pastor Ernie. Remember, at the end, he was... he didn't know where he was, Mueller. You remember that, Pastor Ernie?
Well, come to think of it, when you said that, yeah, I remember there was something strange that was going on, huh?
They called him, he testified before Congress, and he was unable. He was lost. So, yeah, it looked like dementia had him pretty good at the end, Pastor.
Well, one of the things that
I know
we need
a lot of people on social channels, you know, talking about Biden, this and that. They said he's got yogurt for brains.
Yeah. Well, what's happened? You know, of course, with Biden. Now, this is one of the biggest. What Trump said, the scandals in all of history here, and now they're bringing those people in. They're giving all those staff members the opportunity to come in voluntarily, and his doctor, who was with him, who knew about his condition, he refused to come in. So now they've subpoenaed him to come in. But also, Jill Biden, she knew all along what was going on with that. But here's the big thing, too, about all of these. By the way, did you know that there was 4 different auto pins? Did you know that?
I knew of 2, Pastor Ernie. I didn't know 4.
Yeah, they found 2 others. So now you have 4 different auto pin signatures, 4 different signatures.
And so, well, they've got so many. I'm surprised it's not on Amazon or eBay somewhere.
It never stopped this corruption into the Democrat Party. Demon Dems. It never ends.
No, they've gone totally corrupt. It's like they just can't do anything good. Okay, and the only thing that, you know, they're all together, and you know, when it comes to lying and purging themselves and. But they become totally lawless. They were out there today in Los Angeles, out there attacking ICE agents who were trying to make a drug bust. And they were out there physically. And now what they've been doing is they've been even swatting them. Do you know, even Cash Patel, they swatted Cash Patel. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. They showed up at his house. They had a big demonstration out in front of his house. And then, you know, so, and what they're doing is they're putting, like, wanted posters out on ICE agents.
Yeah, I know, on street corners and stuff. This is bad, you know, I mean, because these people are so unhinged, they could go kill somebody's family.
Yeah, well, that's why you've got all these nutcases out there wanting, you know, are going after Trump. You had that nutcase that set those Jewish people on fire there in Denver. You know, Colorado is really, like you said earlier, you know, Colorado is really gone bad. I mean, the state of Colorado is just, like, becoming demonically oppressed.
Yeah, I heard reports about their airport. The murals in their airport are demonic.
Yeah.
That's true. I've been in Denver Airport. The murals, they have these huge murals there, and they are completely demonic.
Yeah, I've been there too. You're right. Yeah, they are. It's something about
the Ernie. Yeah. I kind of pinpointed when Colorado, what do you want to call it, went off the deep end, and there was a campaign there years ago to legalize marijuana, and it seemed after then, after they did that, the state radically changed. Radically changed.
Well, again, we're coming up to a break. When we come back, we need to talk about, and people need to know about Trump's big, beautiful bill, because they're this thing with Elon Musk and what is going on with Elon Musk and that, and the Democrat or the Republic, the rhinos. The rhinos have a way of making sure you can't win on things. The rhinos always have a way, you know, of betraying you. And here we finally have a president that's actually doing what he said he would do. In that bill, the big beautiful bill, are all of the campaign promises that Trump made. They're in that bill, and that's what the people elected him on. But no. You got the rhinos. Rhinos, we have to watch the rhinos. We'll be back after this with more.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.